Well, on Thursday, we will observe Thanksgiving Day. Typically, it's a time for families and friends to get together with food, fellowship, and thanking the Lord for what He's done for them. I realize in some states, that's not being possible this year. They're telling them they can't do it. Thank God for our governor. In fact, he announced that he was going to his father's house for Thanksgiving.
I don't know whether anybody saw that or not.
I know John Stitz, his dad. I preached for him in Bruton, Alabama in 1973 before he came to Norman, Oklahoma and pastored a church there till he retired. And I told I have the opportunity of texting with the governor at least once a week. Most of the time on a Saturday night or a Sunday, I'll text him, and I told him, tell his dad hi for me. But aren't you thankful that we live in a state that has a governor and has officials that are sympathetic toward the things of God? I don't know whether you've ever noticed some of these other states, they're not at all. But that's something we can be thankful for. You know, sometimes people in their daily routine of life, they don't think about being thankful. But we need to realize that there's a lot to be thankful for. Sometimes people want to just relegate it to a spiritual thing. But in the natural, God has been to it. See, God wants us to have a great life in the natural as well as in the spiritual. And we need to learn how to be thankful. Amen? You know, Thanksgiving Day is a time that we sort of stop the hustle and bustle of life to give thanks. Now, I don't know whether the ladies stop or not because they're usually making Thanksgiving dinner. But it is considered a day when we do sort of let up a little bit. It's a time that we are thankful for all that we have and all that God has done for us. You know, the first Thanksgiving in America, if you studied history, you know it was in around 1621 when the Pilgrims there in the Plymouth Colony, they marked this by feasting because they had made it through a year. And if you'll study, you'll find out it was a tough year. And the Native Americans came and brought food. And so 2 years later, though, they had a drought. And they called a day of fasting and prayer. And they called it a day of thanksgiving because the rain came during their prayers. And gradually the custom began to prevail and among all of the New England settlements and became an annual celebration. And it was a Thanksgiving of the harvest time. The first Thanksgiving in the mid, you know, I guess I should say it this way, in the mid-19th century, Sarah Hale, she was the editor of Goody's Lady's Book. She led a movement to establish Thanksgiving as a national holiday. In 1863, President Abraham Lincoln proclaimed the last Thursday in November to be Thanksgiving Day. This is a great thing for our nation. But we got to understand, Thanksgiving was God's idea to begin with. God, if you look in the Word of God, there's continually Thanksgiving. Even Jesus was thankful, if you'll read in his life. Thanksgiving really should become an attitude of life, something that we do. Let's just for a moment, now I'm only going to touch a few of them, but in the Psalms, it's full of thanksgiving. Let's touch a few of these right now, okay? Psalms 26:7, sing a song of thanksgiving, telling of all your wonders. Psalms 50:14, make thankfulness your sacrifice to God and keep the vows you made to the Most High. Psalm 69:30, then I will praise God's name with singing and I will honor him with thanksgiving. Psalms 95:2, let us come to him with thanksgiving. Let us sing songs of praise to him. And these are just a few in the Psalms. There's a bunch of them. 104, enter the gates with thanksgiving, go into his courts with prayer, give thanks to him and praise his name. Psalms 107:22, let them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and sing joyful about his gracious acts. Psalm 116:17, I will offer you a sacrifice of thanksgiving and call on the name of the Lord. Psalms 147:7, sing out your thanks to the Lord. Sing praises to our God with a harp. You know, it seems to me like that the people Israel, and that was the Psalms, was their song book and their prayer book. It seems like it's filled with a lot of thanksgiving. You know, I believe that if we will learn how to give thanks to God for what he's doing for us, I believe it'll take us to a higher level with him. I believe we'll receive more of his blessings. You know, too many Christians, and I don't mean this derogatory, and thank God I don't believe it happens here, but in a lot of places I've been, you know, they're caught up in living just in the minimum of God's blessings. Just a trickle, just a little fellowship of God, just an occasional blessing. But Jesus told us in John 10:10 that he wanted us to have life and have it more abundantly, not just a little bit, not just occasionally, all the time. And I think that part of receiving all the blessings from God is being thankful. Now I'm going to throw something at you here. How many of you are parents or grandparents? Okay. Now, how many of you, when you do something for those your kids or your grandkids, and they show thanksgiving or say thank you and are grateful, how many of you makes you want to give more to them, do more for them? Do you know what? Our Heavenly Father is the same way. Our Heavenly Father is the same way. You know, now y'all going to laugh at me, but I do this. I may be playing a game on my iPad, and I solve a big problem, and I'll say, thank you, Jesus. I do that all the time. I'm driving down the road, and Lynette said, what'd you say? I said, I just said, thank you, Jesus. You know, I'm all the time giving thanks. Hey, I'm not here by chance. You're not there by chance. It's because of what God has done for you. It's because of and we need to have that gratefulness, that thanksgiving all the time. You know, the old song, Lord, lift me up, let me stand by faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane than I've found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. You want to get on higher ground? Learn how to praise God. Give him thanks for everything he's done. You know, as we look into this Thanksgiving, I want to look at some levels of gratitude. And I know there's a whole bunch more, but I just want to zero on this. And I believe that as we get involved with them, it will lead us to a more of God's blessings in our lives. Expressing thanks can be done out of habit. Now, Ephesians 5:4 says in the New King James, neither filthiness nor foolish talking, coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. The Message Bible gets it pretty plain. Though some tongues just love to taste the taste of gossip, those who follow Jesus have better use for language than that. Don't talk dirty or silly. That kind of talk doesn't fit our style. Thanksgiving is our dialect, or our language. Thanksgiving is our dialect. You know, giving thanks is a great habit to get into. Even in the natural, we need to say thank you when somebody does something for us. You know, it's nice even to write a note or send a text when somebody has done something nice for you. Sometimes we say thank you out of an automatic response. And, you know, we may not be saying it from a thankful heart. Come on now. You just do it. But are you really saying it from a thankful heart? Are we saying it because we're expected to say it? And so we say it, but underneath we're griping and complaining. Oh, you're getting quiet on me now. That's a bad place to get quiet. You know, I think we've all run into people and dealt with people that are ungrateful. They receive help and they don't even bother to ever say thank you for it. You know, it's a good habit to get into, the habit of thanksgiving, the habit of giving thanks when somebody does something good for us. And we should express our thanksgiving to God continually. I mean, all during the day. Too many people only reserve giving thanks to God and worship to God when they come to church. But you should be in an attitude of thanksgiving and worship 24 hours a day, not just whenever you come to church or just when you happen to read your Bible. You know, turn to your neighbor and say, thanksgiving's a good habit. Now, you know, thanksgiving can just be offered out of courtesy. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. You know, we expect thanks from others when we do something for them. It's just an expected thing, and it is a courtesy to say thank you when somebody does something. You know, how many of you ever, and I do it a lot, and as I'm driving by the traffic workers out there, I'll roll my window down and say thank you. I do it sometimes. I especially do it when it's cold. I'll say thank you. You know, how many of you ever say thank you to one of these ushers? Come on now, just don't look at me like that. Don't start saying, what's he talking about? Hey, they are here to take care of you and to help you. You know, some people say, well, my circumstance is so bad, there's no reason to give thanks. Let me tell you something. It says here, be thankful in all circumstances. I don't care what position you find yourself in or circumstance, you can always be thankful because you can see somebody else that's worse off than you are. Don't become so introverted that you don't realize that you have it pretty good compared to somebody else. I'm always thankful. And if I see somebody I thank God I'm blessed. But if I see those less fortunate than me, I say a prayer for them. Now, I don't know any. I would like to help some of those people, but you don't know whether that's really real or not that are on the corner. Because there was an article in the paper about 4 or 5 years ago about they did it. And he said, they asked him why it didn't work. He said, why work when I make $60,000 a year just standing on the corner? That was in a newspaper. But you know what? When I go by, I still pray for those people. I say, Lord, bless them. Send somebody across their path. And some of them say if they wanted to work, I see signs all the way up and down the road that says hiring. Come on now. Now I realize there are some that are incapacitated, and yes, they need the help. But you know, we need to learn how to be thankful for what we have and pray for those that are less fortunate than we are. Come on now. I hope I hadn't stepped on anybody's toes. If I did, just say ouch and we'll go on, okay? The Apostle Paul wrote this, and you ever look at his life, his circumstances were not always good. He had some bad circumstances. And you could say bad circumstances. I mean, he faced some stuff. But he said, no matter what, give thanks. You know, thanks is proper etiquette. It's good manners. I was taught this as a kid. Sometimes I don't know what's being taught nowadays. I learned it at home and I learned it at school. How many of you learn to say thank you? You know, how many of you have ever seen, and I have had, I give some of that, those suckers or lollipops, whatever you call them, to one of the kids, or I do something and that parent say, what do you say? And they'll say, thank you. You know, how many of you have ever had to do that with your kids? Tell them to say thank you. You know, that's good to teach a child that, but we as believers should never have to be nudged to say thank you to God. Thanksgiving should come from a heart that is filled with gratitude for what God has done for us, what He's provided for us, how He's helped us. In fact, we should be so full of gratitude that we can't remain quiet. It just has to come out. Thanksgiving, indeed, is a courtesy that we extend to others. But how much more, I'll say it again, how much more should we extend this to God? He gave His Son that we might have life and have it more abundantly. If there was nothing else, that's something, the most important thing to be thankful for. Amen. Now, expressing thanks, as we saw from reading the Psalms, is an act of worship and praise. Colossians 3:16, let the message about Christ in all its richness fill our lives. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom He gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. With thankful hearts. Giving thanks is a part, that's our praise and worship. I mean, man, you find this all in the Bible. It's all, the Old Testament, it was an integral part of their worship, giving thanks to God. Some of the rituals that they did in the Old Testament were a thank you. You know, there was examples in the Old Testament of corporate thanksgiving and individual thanksgiving. And we've read it in the Psalms, and David wrote many of the Psalms, and he was always offering worship and thanksgiving for what God had done for him. King Solomon gathered the Israelites together to offer worship and give thanks to God when they built the temple. In the New Testament, we see all kinds of examples of thanksgiving. You see it in the life of Jesus. You see it here in the life of the Apostle Paul. We just read about give thanks in every circumstance. You see it in the life of the early church there in the Acts. In our worship services, in our churches, as we were this morning, stop and think about it for a minute. How much of our singing and worshiping this morning had to do with giving thanks? Huh? I see four or five people shaking their heads. I don't know about the rest of you. Y'all here? Y'all gone home already? Did anybody notice that our songs were filled with thanksgiving today? I don't know whether they planned it or not. I don't know. I never talk to them about songs. I expect them to be able to follow the leading of the Spirit, because they know that God knows what's going to go on, and I expect them to the Lord to speak to them, and then put a group of songs together that will minister. I don't know how many times I'm sitting down there and they're singing songs, and man, that really goes along with what I'm going to say today. That goes, hey, well, that's the way it should be. I shouldn't have to let them know. I shouldn't tell them, okay, I want you to sing this. Now, sometimes I do have a song that I want it to end, but that's the only time I ever sell them into it. If you ever notice, I'll turn around sometimes in the service and ask Dan, I say, you got anything? Because sometimes while I'm ministering, the Lord will give them something that will be beneficial at the end of the service. So our songs, our public prayers should be filled with thanksgiving. We should not be ashamed to lift our hands and say, thank you, Jesus. What is lifting of the hands means? I give myself to you. I surrender to you. That's what it means. I know sometimes people are a little timid and they do this. Hey, don't go half mast, go full. Now, it takes a while to learn how to do that sometimes, but because but hey, be thankful. When you're raising your hands, it's a sign of your thankfulness to God. Thankfulness for what he has done for you. You know, sometimes people are very, very open when they have their personal time of prayer, but when they come into a public place to pray, they're a little more reserved. Hey, learn how it is to be thankful before God no matter who's around. You know, we need to learn how... Well, I'll go on. You know, I'll go ahead and say it. You know, some people don't really pray over their food. But we need to be thankful. We need to be thankful. There's a lot of people that don't have. And when you don't have a lot, you be thankful for what you got. I've been there many times when I was growing up. We didn't have it, but we sat down and thanked God for what we had and thanked God for what we were going to receive. See, that you know, now expressing thanks to God can be an act of faith. If you remember in Mark 8, 6 and through 9, Jesus told people, he fed the people on at the mount. He said, he told the people, sit down on the ground. Then he took the 7 loaves and thanked God for them, broke them into pieces and gave them to the disciples to distribute to the crowd. I want you to notice that before Jesus ever took them and broke them up and gave them to the disciples to pass out, he gave thanks. That was before they ate their meal. He gave thanks to God. The multiplying of the food came after he gave thanks. I said the multiplying of the food came after he gave thanks. If you don't have enough to eat, thank God for what you got, and you'll see some more come in. Now, he may not multiply that you got on your table, but he'll bring some more into you. I've seen it happen. I believe it. You don't have, you come too late to tell me it won't happen. I've been there, done that. Amen. You know, giving thanks, I believe, is a key to receiving and tapping into all of the blessings of God. Now we go right back to what I said earlier. As a parent or grandparents, when those kids or those grandkids thank you, you want to do more for them. That's why I say that the key to receiving more of the blessings of God is a thankful heart, an attitude of thanksgiving for what you have. All right? Remember the old song, count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. I think some people sometimes forget what God's done for them. You know, for just a moment, you need to sit there and think about where you were 30 years ago, where you were 20 years ago, where you were several years ago. Some of you are sitting here in church today, alive and well, and you, the medical community, pronounced the death sentence on you. Hello? Anybody in that category? Raise your hand. See, you got something to be thankful for, if nothing else. But there's a whole lot more to be thankful for. You know, giving thanks actually is an expression of believing that there's more than you've had so far from God. I'm talking about from God. You know, giving thanksgiving is an expression of your faith before you ever see it. You know, we talk about thanking God for something that we don't see. It's an expression of faith for our future blessings that we're, see, we should express thanks to God for what we have and what we're going to receive. You know, giving thanks keeps the switch of faith turned on. Giving thanks keeps your faith activated. Giving thanks keeps you in a positive position to receive. I give thanks all the time to God for everything He did. You know, if you're a pilot and you approaching one of land at an airfield, you contact the control tower. I almost have my pilot's license, and I realized that I was too busy to be a good pilot. To be a good pilot, you got to fly a lot. That's why a lot of these guys crash, is because they're not up to where they're supposed to be. How many pilots I got in here? All right, is that not correct? A lot of people, they don't stay. You know, you need to fly, you know, at least once a week, do a lot of things I was reading about, and I knew I didn't have that time. But I was taking lessons, and I would go out here to Jones, and I get in the airplane, I fly down, and I do touch and goes down here at the airport. I'd tell the control tower here at Jones, I'm going down to Oatmugga, I'm going to be doing touch and goes, because at that time it was an uncontrolled field. But when I'm flying back to Tulsa, as I get out over those water tanks the tank farm out there, I would call the control tower and I would say, this is so-and-so, and I'm flying at such and such an altitude on such and such a degrees. And they would say, we got you on the radar, do a left-hand turn to whatever degrees they tell me to do, and they give me directions, and finally they'll say, okay, turn final, you're cleared to land. But I'm going to tell you what, if you don't follow their directions properly, there's going to be a disastrous results. Because many times, as I was doing that, they would put me in line behind somebody else. And they've got it spaced. They tell me to fly at a certain speed so I don't overtake them. And they land, and then I'm cleared to land. But if you don't follow instructions, they're going to be a disaster. You know, that giving thanks to God keeps us on God's radar, and he keeps giving us our instructions. And when he does, we successfully get our blessings. Thanksgiving is an act of faith. I believe God wants us to have more of his blessings. I believe he wants us to rise to a higher level. One way of doing is having that grateful heart that's always, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You know, today I just reminded you of a few things that we can be thankful. They're powerful, life-changing things, and that is develop a habit of saying thank you, not only to God, but to other people. Get in the habit of your worship being an act of thanksgiving to God. You know, Warren W. Wiersbe, and some of you probably have some of his Bible deals. He says, the Christian who walks with the Lord and keeps constant communion with him will see many reasons for rejoicing and thanksgiving all day long. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Let us plan to give thanks. Let thanksgiving be an automatic response out of your mouth continually to God for what he's done. Heavenly Father, I've taken a few moments just to remind these people that we must have a thankful heart if we are to receive the blessings that you have promised us. Help us all to be more thankful in the natural and in the spiritual. I thank you for it in Jesus' name.